Mark Barrett, the bill that generated the most attention was the General Assembly's decision to transfer control of the Asheville water system to the Metropolitan Sewage District and a regional authority. And most noticeably, that transfer was completed without any compensation. Governor Pat McCrory allowed the bill to become law without his signature. But that's just one of many bills. There have been far more than that, and one local bill passed earlier this week.
It's a bill sponsored by Nathan Ramsey and Tim Moffitt that prevents the city of Asheville from using up to 5% of revenue from the water system to do street and sidewalk improvements when they're doing a water project. Say if they tore up a section of a street to change a line out, the law before this week would allow them to repave the whole street.
But why do you need to pass a bill like that if they've transferred ownership and control of the water system to MSD?
I guess you could say it's a belt and suspenders approach. The water system bill, it actually hasn't happened. Now, Asheville's still running the water system. MSD still running the sewage system. Reason being is Asheville sued shortly after the bill became law and is hung up in court. I suppose there must be some thought that, well, maybe the courts might strike it down.
The water bill is just one of more than 30 bills.
Right.
What sorts of issues are they looking at with these various bills?
A lot of zoning, annexation type things. It's a hodgepodge. One that's already passed would prevent Asheville from annexing without the consent of property owners until 2026. It prevents Asheville from exercising its zoning authority in what's called the extraterritorial jurisdictions, the area basically within a mile of city limits. Then there are other things that are pretty different. For example, there's a bill to require the County Board of Commissioners to appoint people from two different districts when they put commissioners on the French Broad River Metropolitan Planning Organization. Basically, it's a local body that deals with road, you know, transportation issues.
Some of these other bills have to do specifically with AB Tech.
There's been a dispute between Buncombe County and AB Tech over AB Tech's building program. Nathan Ramsey put a bill in that would basically solve that by giving Buncombe County sole authority.
Now, the latest twist to this story of the interaction between the state and local governments was this recent tiff between the Speaker of the House and the co-chair of the House Finance Committee.
Yeah, Robert Brawley, who is a Republican from Iredell County, from Statesville, had this very public dispute, and he made mention of how often he says, you know, we're doing things, we meaning the legislature, to Asheville and Buncombe County. Some of these bills are things that the localities have requested. There are a couple of things in bills that have passed that would allow Buncombe County to exempt itself from certain building rules so they could do an economic development project, for example.
What do Representative Tim Moffitt and Nathan Ramsey have to say about introducing or supporting legislation that directly affects local decision-making?
Well, they say that's part of the job. That Representative Moffitt in particular says, you know, he doesn't think Asheville's done a good job on some issues in the past, and that it's part of the job description for him to rein that in at times.
But don't Republicans usually take the position that local control is better than state or federal intervention in local matters?
Well, yeah, they do. But I think Representative Moffitt said, you know, we also take the position that, you know, we should restrict government's authority if it oversteps its bounds. And that's what he feels like Asheville has done over the years.
Asheville and Buncombe County are not alone. Some other local governments have been affected. Charlotte comes to mind. Wake County comes to mind.
Yeah, there have been several bills like this that have gone around the legislature. I think Asheville and Buncombe County may have seen more of them, but there's an effort to remove Charlotte Douglas International Airport as a city department, make it an independent agency. Another notable bill would redistrict the Wake County Board of Education districts, the districts in which school board members are elected in, for I believe it's the second time in 4 years.
So some bills have passed, some bills are pending, and there are some that have fallen flat. They've been rejected or didn't pass. But one of those that's dead that struck me as really odd was House Bill 564, and that was sponsored by Nathan Ramsey and Tim Moffitt. You reported this.
Yeah.
That would have allowed Biltmore Forest and Montreat to continue to enforce zoning rules on single-family homes or duplexes that restrict their appearance or design, even if state law passed to ban the practice.
Right.
Did I read that right?
You read it right. And I don't know the details of, you know, why that bill was introduced, but certainly I know folks in Biltmore Forest are fairly particular and have fairly restrictive zoning requirements. The general thrust in the General Assembly is they don't want local governments saying, well, you can't paint your house pink, for example. And I think this was an effort to keep Montreat and Biltmore Forest out of that, from having that restriction placed on them.
For the first time in more than 120 years, Republicans are in control of all three branches of government, and they're seizing the opportunity, it sounds like to me, because once again, we are a home rule state, and many would argue that the General Assembly is acting well within its constitutional powers.
The theory I've heard on that, David, is that Republicans have been out of power for a long time. They've developed a list of grievances, if you will, or things that they feel like need to be changed. So once they're in power, they've got things they want to do. And so they've been pretty steadily active in doing that. When Democrats were in office, didn't have that time out of power to develop this list, so to speak.
But do Democrats think it's different this time? I know you talked to Senator Nesbitt about
this. Yeah, Martin Nesbitt, who is a Buncombe County Democrat, readily admitted that, yeah, When Democrats were in power, we also passed local bills. He said the difference is, well, two differences. One is the number, the volume, that he says, you know, there are just a whole bunch of these. The other issue is, he says, there's not very much, if any, consultation between Representative Ramsey, Representative Moffitt, and local government, particularly when it comes to things that affect the city of Asheville. And that, he says, was not the case when Democrats were in power. So they didn't always do what the local governments wanted them to do, but they did talk to them.
Mark Barrett is a reporter with the Asheville Citizen-Times. Thank you very much.